Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Mr. Mikhail's Manor of Mischief, Magic, and Mystery, the podcast where we talk about music, the occult, and just day-to-day life. I am your host, Andrew Mikhail, and welcome to the 6M Podcast. And we're back. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. Today, I am joined by none other than the highly requested, highly anticipated cult following leader.
Oh, wow.
The Lizard. Hello, Lizard.
What's up?
This is episode, this is part 10 of the Lizard and Wizard saga, a special quarantine edition of the podcast, and we've been quarantined since March. So that, considering these are bi-weekly,
it's a lot of them.
So what, we've been in quarantine together for 20 weeks?
I don't think we started it right away, so probably longer.
I'm pretty sure we started the day of.
I don't know. It's been a long time. 20 weeks? Fuck, that's a long time. I mean, we're not housebound, but yeah.
20 weeks of slapping cheeks. That's for sure.
So many cheeks. All the cheeks.
But a lot has happened. Chicago's on fire. Aliens are real. And 90 Day Fiancé took a turn for the worst.
Yeah, that's show.
Or is it a turn for the worst or worse? You're the linguist.
Turn for the worse. Not worst.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a band in our area called Turn for the Worst from back in the
maybe
day.
Maybe they were trying to be cute. Or maybe they just didn't know.
Do you remember the band Cute Is What We Aim For?
Yeah.
Sorry. That's fine. I don't know. I just thought about that. I was like, oh, they're trying to be cute. Cute is what they aimed for.
I don't really remember them. I just remember the name.
Did you go to shows back then?
Back when?
Back then.
Well, like when?
When I had a limber spine.
Like in high school?
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I just like wasn't, I didn't really care that much.
Oh, cool.
I was doing my own thing.
Well, we were talking about this earlier today when I was jamming out in the kitchen and I was headbanging and body banging.
Body banging.
We were talking about how basically when I was a lot more heavier physically.
A lot heavier physically.
We would, like a part of the thing that everyone was doing was like on stage aerobics. And that really didn't set well with us considering my old band. We were all kind of bigger boys. So we were doing this body banging thing and...
Boy. Are you saying body banging is on stage aerobics?
No.
I'm confused. I don't know like what on stage bands, aerobics means.
On stage aerobics was like bands would jog in place, run around the stage, whip their guitars all over the place and do all this choreography.
So like the like band fail videos we watch on YouTube sometimes where like the guys like are swinging the guitar around after like jumping up and down for a long time and then the guitar like hits their fucking like bassist in the face or something.
Those
are the best.
Well, you will know that I have done some of these things. I've tried them out, and there was one thing we used to do back in the day. It was jog in place because that was like my cardio for the moment.
You jogged in place back then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. We used to jog in place because like the beat was picking up and it was like a two-step beat. I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. All right, guys, let's pick up the pace. Let's see. What was it? Zumba class? Is that what it's called? Zumba?
Was that around back then?
No. I'm just saying that's kind of like how I felt. It's like, all right, guys, here we go. Let's pick up the pace. Let's get those... heart rates soaring.
Get your endorphins pumping.
Let's go. Left, right, left, right.
So, exercise is endorphins.
But a part of that was the body bang, which is basically coiling like a serpent. And fun fact, fun fact, back in the day, there was a band from Michigan called the Yellow Sign. And we all were part of this little group called BDFL, which is like Band Dudes for Life. And the guys in that group, like, were basically, they moved on to start the band Boarworm. If you haven't heard Boarworm, check them out. Killer band. And even And Hal Followed With and a couple other bands were a part of this little clique. And they used to call the body bang snaking. And back then, Oceano made a shirt that just said snake in like big bold letters with an exclamation mark. And I would be lying if I didn't say that after starting Serpents, I was like, oh, I already got merch out. Just let's just call it the snake shirt.
The snake shirt?
Yeah, we put out, Oceano put out a shirt that just said snake in like big letters
because
on the shirt.
The
because
body
of the
movement?
Body bang. Yeah, because basically that's what we wanted people to do is to body bang. So it's like, you can't sit there and be like, all right, guys, come on and snake. You know, so we were trying to make it like a known thing in the Midwest. Because
so you are responsible for ruining how many people's backs?
My own, for sure.
I'm kidding.
And that's what we were talking about earlier before the podcast started, is when I started doing that in the kitchen, I was like, yeah, that's probably, I mean, being heavier and playing heavy guitars, you know, I think my old Schecters are pretty heavy weight wise. I was carrying a lot of weight, but goddamn, did I go low to the ground. If you would have saw how I snaked back in the day, you would be impressed.
The original Serpy formation.
Yeah. Shout out to Mikey and the Boarworm boys. The little wormies. See, we're the Serpies and they're the wormies. Fun fact for you.
FF.
But keeping my back limber has been the main name of the game since turning 32, as we talked about on the last podcast when we had Jake and the Snake.
Oh, does he know about the snake?
No.
Oh.
But Jake the Snake, I wanted to call that episode Jake and the Snake because we talked about wrestling. Jake is also a member of Serpents, and I was like, oh, that would be perfect. But I was like, branding, guys, branding.
Oh,
no. People be like, what the fuck? Is this another Lizard and the Wizard thing? Like, I can't keep up.
Oh, because it would rhyme?
Yeah.
Andrew 32.
And I'm sure Jake's listening to this and be like, hell yeah, dude, let's make it a series. And I'm like, how many series am I going to have in the same podcast,
well,
guys?
I think you just have to have the guests.
That's okay. I know. You wait till you guys see next week's guest.
Who's that?
The Pied Piper of Crete.
Fuck. Oh, really?
I mean, we're working it out.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to get weird. For
I'm
sure.
Excited. You didn't even tell me about that.
Yep. Is premiere, coming, world premiere.
Is he coming over?
We're still working that out.
Oh my God, yeah. Then Stephanie and I can hang out.
Shh.
Baller.
We don't want to give away the secrets. But yeah, ever since turning 32, I started to go on these walks
Andrew
every day.
32. I'm sorry.
Going on little strolls like a good old man.
It is like a 32-year-old good habit is long walks. I think that's a good thing.
I think
I'm not 32 yet, so I'll get there.
You will get there.
Next year.
Yep. And that's the thing is it's weird because I never thought I'd be a walker.
Dude, it's nice.
Well, I can't go to the fucking gym right now, so it's...
I mean, isn't a walk nicer than going to the fucking gym, though?
Listen,
a long walk?
I like going to the gym, seeing other people working out.
Yeah, see, you like that. I hate being around other people.
No, I don't want to be around them.
Well,
I just want to see people around me, like, all... You know what I mean? It's hard to explain. Like, I want to feel like we're all fucking like getting it done, like we're all getting work.
I think that's a good quality to have, that you appreciate and enjoy that, because I detest other people around me, like at the gym. Like I hate it. And I hate when there's fucking low machines. You gotta go next to each other. You have to wait for a fucking machine. God forbid. Like I can't stand it.
You smell that undercarriage as you're walking by.
Yeah, and it's just like gross. Like I honestly don't miss the gym at all.
Well, you would love the gym now, because like every treadmill and shit has like a plexiglass in
between. Are you serious? Is Planet Fitness open again?
Yes.
So what are the things that they did to make it like safe?
I haven't gone in, but I know that they have guarded everything. And yes, people, I do go to Planet Fitness because it's like $15 a month and I can go pretty much on tour, like anywhere we want to go. But that's given that we're touring, which we're not, because of the new... These unprecedented times.
But for real, did they really put plexiglass in like between the machines? Yeah. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
I am intrigued now. But I'm going to need to look at this, because that seems insane to me.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, what if somebody's sweating?
Literally, what's that going to do?
Nothing.
Exactly. Like, that's fucking asinine and a waste of money. Imagine how many gyms they had to do that to.
A bunch.
And it does nothing. And in however many months, they're just going to have to fucking rip that shit out.
Well, not even that. We all know that, like, when you go to a gym, like, thankfully, there's people like us where we wipe down machines.
I hate wiping stuff like down that. Machines.
But, like, you have, okay, let's say you're breathing, and obviously you're sweating all over the place. Like, when I hit the treadmill, I like to go for a run. That's why walking is so weird for me. But
yeah, you always have droplets on the treadmill afterwards.
Yeah. And
it's a droplet.
And you're breathing out. So obviously this glass is going to get covered in like moisture.
I can't even imagine. Like I need to see pictures of this fucking tragedy.
I would show you, but we don't have internet.
Yeah, fuck that. But I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
I don't want to look this
That's
up.
So weird.
Yeah. So
imagine having to work there and clean all of the plexiglass. They don't Holy do that. Shit. But,
okay. So let's say they have hired one person. Your job is to clean the plexiglass.
I'd after kill myself.
After each person's done. That's not happening.
Dude, you know that's I mean? Fucked up. Do you think a lot of people are really even going though? We should go sit in the parking lot at the gym and just see who's going in. I'm curious.
You just want to go...
We could look at butts in the parking lot.
Well, that too.
I mean, that's what we used to do anyway. We'd like sit in the car for 10 minutes before we went in and look at the butts going
well,
in.
That's what I was going to say. I like going to the gym to see everybody working out, and like it gets me motivated to like go harder. I like to look at butts and stuff, and I like to fucking listen to music.
I mean, watch porn while you work out. I don't know.
No.
With us butts and work out. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to suffer through plexiglass treadmills.
I guess that's safer if we're looking at butts to have plexiglass in between. So then you're looking like you're kind of like a voyeur. You're like, yeah.
Dude, that's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm not staring at asses or anything like that.
I mean, we both stare at asses. It's really fine.
And I'm doing this. I have my hand crunched up.
Why are you saying we don't stare at asses? We stare at butts. No.
We appreciate.
Yeah, that's the point.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference between staring, because there's definitely those people that like.
Oh, there are.
Stare. I've seen those. And then there's people that's like, that's a nice ass.
I mean, I think it just has to do with the length and intensity of the stare. Yeah. I think the mental process is probably actually the same, but most people don't know to look away when it's appropriate. I don't think there's like a creepy or stare versus like a regular stare, like based on like your mental intentions. I think all the intentions are the same, but there's people that know how to be like polite about it, like us.
Or if you get caught, like you just give a little smile, like, hey.
I mean,
like, hey, I appreciate you.
But I think all of the intentions are the same. Like, yeah, it's so nice.
Have you ever had someone just like if you saw them and you caught them and they just kept staring back at you?
I mean, yeah, but I still believe their intentions are the same as you. They just don't understand the etiquette of how to properly stare at an ass or anything else.
Well, technically,
it's a learned behavior.
Technically, the etiquette these days is you can't at all. You should just pull your eyes out. And
well, what are we supposed to look at? Our computer screens and nothing else all day long? Are people around us not supposed to fucking exist? Are we supposed to live inside of a fucking box in virtual reality? Reality? I have a fucking problem with all of that. I would rather look at a human fucking moving jiggly ass at the gym and enjoy it and know when to look away so that I don't make them uncomfortable.
In the future, we're all going to be like Barbie and Ken dolls. We're going to have no genitalia. We're just going to be asexual. And that's where we're heading, guys. So then you won't have to look at like bulges or fucking
bulges.
Yeah, like girls check out dudes' bulges all the time too. I literally caught a group of three older women at the cafe on one of my recent walks.
At the cafe. Sitting outside?
Yeah, they were sitting outside talking and drinking coffee.
They looked at your dick?
They were literally, I heard them stop talking and I saw one of their eyes.
Were you wearing gym shorts and no undies?
Yeah.
That's why.
I was like, hell yeah, what's up?
That thing is everywhere.
I was like, praise God. Like
that. I love that you are doing, I didn't know you're doing your walks free balling in gym shorts. That has to feel great.
It doesn't.
Really? Because
your shit gets all.
Oh, does it chafe?
Yeah.
You should baby powder it like Larry David.
No, because I learned my lesson doing that live, like baby powdering like my stage clothes. And I remember like there was a bunch of pictures at like a good, I think there was a good tour. There's probably pictures from a past tour where like all the pictures where my like legs are spread out. There was like powder, like pants. I was like, damn.
I'm just going to put this out there. There are now like deodorant like stick type things that people use for like blisters and anti-chafing. I think I have one for blisters and that's what you can put. And it, yeah. Oh.
I just smear some Vaseline.
No, that's going to make it worse once it dries out. Oh no. I'll give you some.
I smear
stuff.
some Bengay
literally like
in my inner thighs.
Like Band-Aid sells, it's like a deodorant stick and it's for to put on the back of your heels for like blisters and stuff, but you can also use it for like your inner thighs and whatever.
Will it calcify my pineal gland?
I don't know. It might. I have no idea.
I'm already on the train where I'm finishing up my deodorant so I can go aluminum free.
I tried to do that.
What do you mean?
I smelled.
Really?
Yeah, you have to. It's like a detoxification process, apparently. And like, even so, like if you start using aluminum free, like every month or so, you have to like use like a clay mask or something to detoxify because you start to literally like just like stink.
I use it on my armpits. You don't have any complaints. No, yours
is Arm & Hammer. They're still like, that's not full natural.
It says aluminum free.
Trust me. It does. It has like parabens on that shit still. Like that's not full natural.
Well, I was reading some wook groups on Reddit.
Should we go forage?
They literally were like, you can just use a lime or a lemon. I'm like, yeah, let me smear lemons under my armpits.
Dude, you know what?
The fuck, bro?
I'm going to be real right now. Why haven't we used this stay at home majority of the time opportunity to try just not using deodorant?
Because
I mean, I don't even know what it's like.
I know you're saying this because I know you've noticed that I still use deodorant and spray up and musk up.
No, I'm actually saying this because this would be the like best opportunity ever to do it because we don't go anywhere very often.
Yeah, but I can't work. I can't like write music and stuff if I don't feel like myself.
But what if it's like one of those things like recently, like the whole like shampoo thing, like people don't shampoo as much as they used to. I don't know if you know this.
That's why I use bar soap now.
Yeah, but like, what if it's like one of those things where you have to go through like a period of like weirdness where your body, like, you know, your hair, like when you stop using shampoo so much, your hair gets like greasier at the beginning, but then it like levels out after like a week or two. And then you're like, oh my God, I was washing my hair way too much. What if it's like that, where you like might smell for like a week and then it's like, oh, this is just my fucking body and I smell great. We should try it.
I haven't been using like all my Bath and Body Works fucking body washes.
I'm just talking about deodorant.
You don't want none of this.
But like, when was deodorant invented?
I'm Middle Eastern.
There's spice. Okay. All right. Here we go with the fucking Middle Eastern excuse for body odor.
It gets spicy.
Your body does not smell. I've never smelled a bad smell on your whole body, and we've been dating for like 2.5 years.
That's because I've smelled all the horrible smells on tour. Hold on. I was like, I will never smell like this. Yeah,
but you don't have those.
You don't want it.
I mean, I would be willing to try it. You always told me Middle Eastern farts smell so bad. I should be so scared.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be serious. This is the weirdest thing about a person that I've ever experienced. I have never smelled one of your farts. I've heard them. I've experienced them. They've been next to me. They have no scent.
It's because I've been eating a lot healthier.
No, even when you don't. They have smell. No scent. It's fucking miraculous. It's fucking crazy. I've never known somebody in my whole life that had no scent to their farts. Even ones that sound like they should have like a potent scent. Nothing. It's weird.
Maybe you have coronavirus.
No. I mean, Andrew, come on.
Maybe you are coronavirus.
Oh, like I have no scent. No, we just lit incense. I smell that. My God.
I don't know.
I think we should freeball the deodorant situation.
You heard it here, folks. My farts don't stink. You all can go fuck yourselves.
It honestly disappoints me every single time. I'm waiting for the smell. I want you to like have a rancid fart so that I could be like, oh my God.
It's happened.
No, it hasn't.
It's happened.
I wish I could smell it. My brother-in-law when I was younger. I don't know how old I was, but he used to call me a fart smeller because like I like the smell of farts.
What was that Icelandic Yule lad called? Doorway sniffer?
Doorway sniffer. Meat hook. Black ugly.
What else?
These are like Icelandic, what are they? Not Yule lads. Yule lads.
They're like
meat hook, doorway sniffer.
Who was I? Because we deemed you doorway sniffer.
Mm-hmm.
Was I meat hook?
Yeah. Because you're a wiener. I don't remember the other ones. What the fuck else was there? There were like 7 or 9 of them.
I think we remember meat hook, doorway sniffer, and black ugly because you and I identified as doorway sniffer and meat hook, and we were like, black ugly. The fuck?
Well, black ugly is like one of the evil ones. Like, so like the Yule lads are like the Icelandic version of, I guess, like you could equivalate them to the 7 dwarves with no Snow White.
It's like Christmas elves.
Yeah.
Right?
And they're associated with Christmas and like they each do their own little like mischievous thing or whatever. But there's like good ones and then there's bad ones. But surprisingly, Meat Hook is a good one.
And we went to their houses and we saw their clothes and stuff.
We saw their beds.
They're real.
I mean, the Icelandic people believe so much in dwarves, elves, trolls, Yule lads that they really have. I mean, maybe they are their homes, or at least they have homes set up for them should they need them.
You're just trying to give yourself an excuse to put an elf house in our tree.
I love that you remembered that.
Yes. If anybody has seen Eurovision.
Oh my God.
That's a great.
Did we talk about that on the last one?
I don't remember, but that's a great representation of what we're talking about.
Andrew, I don't think we talked about Eurovision last
week. Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah. We saw Euro. Well, if we haven't, now you know. We saw Eurovision. This quarantine, we saw Palm Springs, Eurovision. The fucking.
Double trouble. Double trouble tonight. Sorry.
I forgot. What was it?
Oh, fuck.
Say?
I interrupted. We watched Eurovision. We watched Zohan.
Well, yeah, we revisited. Well, you know, you've never seen Zohan.
I had never seen Zohan.
See, after the birthday party that we kind of talked about in the last episode, Jake, the lizard, and I spent some time together, and we talked about Charles Manson to astrology to politics to ghosts in the house, and then also some reason I found out Jake likes the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan, and I remember saying that I didn't like that movie because when I watched it as a kid, I thought it was like kind of offensive to like Middle Easterners, because like you have to remember growing up, all of the kids that were in my school thought that was hilarious, and they would also like imitate it at school.
And when did it come out?
I don't remember, like 2000 something maybe. And I just remember like all these like white kids like making like fun of Middle Eastern, like disco, huh, disco. And I'm like, that's fucked up. So I didn't like that movie. And then we watched it the other night and it was fucking hilarious.
It was really good. I liked it a lot. Probably too much. Thanks, Jake. If you're out there, great recommendation. That whole like the pounding the chest and then slapping the crotch. I keep doing that to Andrew, like that little sign off. It's bad. We've gotten weird.
And I started brushing my teeth with hummus.
Also that movie is like ridiculous. Like that was like the most action packed Adam Sandler movie I think ever.
Dude, Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
As the fucking Clans member?
Yes.
That was hilarious.
It was really good.
It was hilarious. But we just saw the other night An American Pickle. That was a good one.
Is Seth Rogen's new, what is it on?
Rath Sogan.
Is that on Netflix or?
HBO Max.
HBO Max. Seth Rogen, American Pickle.
An American Pickle.
The lizard liked that one.
Cossacks.
It had the like score, the musical score of like Home Alone, but it was like the story of like the fiddler on the roof without the fucking musical aspect, which is annoying. And
it was a cool
but
concept.
Modern day, it was so good. It had so many meaningful themes. I liked it. It was heartwarming and wholesome, but with a comedic aspect.
And there was underlying themes that like, okay, so you could watch the movie as is and just enjoy it. And I even tweeted at Rath Sogan.
Maybe you should tweet this at, because that was like the nicest review to a movie I've ever given in my life. Wholesome and heartwarming.
I said wholesome.
Yeah, suck my nuts.
Yeah, I basically tweeted. I was like, just saw American Pickle. Very wholesome. Because it just sounded like, it literally sounded like a Disney movie.
The score sounded like a John Williams movie to me, like from the 80s.
John Williams, the Star Wars guy?
No, not John Williams. Fucking, no. Shit, I said that wrong. What's his face that did... Home Alone, Breakfast Club, all those. John Hughes. I said John Williams instead of John Hughes. The score was like a John Hughes like soundtrack, like all the like the orchestras where it makes you feel like, you know, like very like relaxed and at home. Yeah,
a lot of bells.
Yes, bells. I love bells.
Strings.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even a little xylophone.
It was really nice. Whoever did the score for that, I commend them.
Good job.
It was really, and there wasn't any other music. It was, I think that's like what's weird, because today you have like, it's sort of disjointed, you know, like in movies, like you get like a combination of like songs put together in the movie, but this was like a continuous score throughout the entire film, and it was nice.
It just reminds me, it just reminds me of Forgetting Sarah Marshall, where he's just like, it's just tones.
Can we watch that
too? Ominous tones.
I love that fucking movie. I wish I wasn't wearing this fucking shirt.
That was me pretty much.
I thought you were going to say every day.
Well, pretty much. Yeah.
No, we watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall tonight.
What else have we watched in the recent past?
A
lot. Like when I said
Umbrella Academy.
Oh, yes. Umbrella Academy. Weird.
Vowel.
What'd you think of it?
Vow.
Don't spoil it for the people
at home. Yeah, see, I shouldn't be permitted to talk about things like this because I am...
Let's just say, all right?
Yeah, you do.
Lots of weird parallels in that show to things.
I don't even think I can talk about it, to be totally honest.
But it's a good show. Go watch it if you haven't watched it.
We unfortunately binged it too quickly, like we do most things.
Well.
But that's okay. Then I feel like that's nice, though, because like I can't watch an episode a day. Like I need it like a movie length level, like every day, and then you finish it in 4 days, and then you're fucked. But whatever.
I feel like we've been watching something else, and I know everyone listening is like, please tell us.
Oh my god! Oh my god! What have we been watching? Umbrella Academy. We watched some movies. I can't think of it. I don't know.
No? I don't know either.
No.
I think Zohan was the highlight.
Come on, yeah. You know what's fucking crazy? The fact that we never had TikTok, but you had it, but you deleted it how long ago? Like at least a month ago?
Yeah.
And I only watched it with you like on occasion, like in bed, like we were falling asleep, we wanted to see something funny. It's fucked up how much those like TikTok songs are still ingrained in my brain. Like I didn't even have TikTok ever. It's weird.
Well, that's a good song then.
This is a good song? No, that's not a good fucking song. That's what's sad about it, is they all
shots
actually...
Shots fired.
You're fucked up. You're desired. Oh, your boyfriend gotta kiss you. None of them are good songs. That's why it's so upsetting.
You know they actually issued an apology for that song?
You know what is the best song, though? What? Go.
Which one?
What is it?
TikTok?
Mm-hmm. What's the best TikTok song that we ever encountered?
Well, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road. I'm going to ride till I can't.
I mean, that's like a mainstream song. So I'm giving you a pass and a second guess because I'm talking only TikTok.
Living like a rock star, living by the many of my brand new guitar. Sorry, I just really...
What's his name?
Lil Nas X.
Is he all right? What's he doing?
He's coming out with a new song. Don't you remember from my birthday?
Dude should invest.
Stephanie showed us the new song.
Oh, yeah. Dude should invest and retire and just never come out in the public again.
Well,
he'd be fine for the rest of his life.
We all know us musicians, including yourself, are
given the current climate, like that's what you should do. He should never reappear again, except for he should make himself like a fucking mystery.
They put too many billions into him. They won't let him disappear like that.
Oh, right.
We all know the music industry likes to get their returns on their investments.
You still haven't guessed the song.
I don't know. What song?
Come on. You have no other guess? I'm disappointed.
I mean, I don't know. What?
Die. It's muffin time. Yeah, you're gonna die. Dad, I'm hungry. Hungry, I'm dad.
Camp is this a new Taylor Swift song?
It's better than a new Taylor Swift song because that bitch can't sing. Oh shit. Whoops.
Hey, oopsies. I'm not fighting that.
Oopsies. Oddly enough, she's tone deaf.
Oddly enough, like a lot of people in the metal community, like in the past month, have been like getting like defensive on behalf of Taylor Swift.
Why? And, she cannot sing or do anything. She's like, it's sad. I feel bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her because I know and I've heard behind the scenes that she's a fucking tyrant. So
I mean, she has no musical talent whatsoever. So I don't, whatever. I am positive of. I don't hate on people, and you know that like that. But that woman has absolutely zero musical talent. And if she were here in front of me, I would tell her the same thing to her face.
So Taylor, why don't you come on to the Mr. McHale's Manor of Mystery?
She's not allowed in.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Mm. She also disgusts me.
She also disgusts
me. I don't like blonde people.
Okay. All right.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Other than that, aliens are real. So how about that?
Did you just skip over my muffin song that I performed for
Nobody
you?
Knows what you're talking about.
Really? That used to be like our thing.
It still
I thought
is.
That was a TikTok song still.
I don't have TikTok anymore. I refuse to let the CCP find out where I am.
No, I know, but I thought that we were talking about good TikTok songs, and that was like my favorite one.
Oh.
Oh. Muffins.
What have we been jamming out to as of late, thanks to Jake? We've been listening to Alex Jones's Prison Planet.
What's Prison Planet?
It's the name of that thing.
Oh, I didn't know the name of it, but yeah, we've like, listened to that. No, it's not Alex Jones's, it's a band, right?
It's called Alex Jones Prison Planet.
I thought it was another band that did it though.
No. It's a thing.
Okay, well, Jake just explained it to me that it was a band that took Alex Jones clips and then wrote songs around them.
And hence the name of the band is called Alex Jones's Prison Planet.
Oh, see, when you say it like that, it sounds like it's Alex Jones's project Prison Planet. So that's kind of confusing even to me.
That shit is fucking great.
It's really good. You should play that.
I can't.
Oh, shit.
Because of rights. But, I mean, apparently, based off what I've heard, is us musicians are banding together.
With Alex Jones?
No.
To expand Prison Planet?
No, we've heard that in that Congress hearing, Bezos from Amazon was saying that apparently, like, if you stream a song on Twitch, which a lot of people do, like when they play video games and shit, that the artist doesn't get royalties or something like that, which could be a problem considering how many people are streaming and how many people are watching said streams.
I think it's a hard thing to track, probably.
No.
No? I don't know.
It's pretty easy.
I have no idea.
But that's something musicians should probably look out
then
for.
Then why aren't they getting credit if it's easy to track?
Because Twitch is an Amazon-owned thing. Welcome to 2020, boy. Motherfucker.
So Jeff Bezos said that artists aren't getting credit for what's being played on Twitch, but Amazon owns Twitch.
Yes.
So then why isn't he doing something about it?
Exactly. That's why people are mad.
Well, I mean, Jeff Bezos is a fucking piece of shit.
I'm just gonna make noises now.
Is that not okay to say? I think that everyone says that openly.
Listen, everybody's got an Amazon Prime account.
Yeah, no shit. Because I said something bad about him, listen, he's not gonna come after me because we're all minions to him.
If Amazon wants to sponsor this podcast, now's your fucking time.
Amazon
okay?
doesn't sponsor shit. Amazon is self-sufficient and doesn't need any of us, and that's why he doesn't care about people using other people's music. That's the problem.
Well, I don't know if you watched the Congress hearing, if you haven't. if you're listening, if you haven't, go give it a watch. It's quite fun. But apparently he's made a business out of just using other people's services and then capitalizing on it.
Yeah.
Diapers.com.
He's a smart piece of shit.
And that is the bottom line.
But he ain't going to cut off our prime because I said that. We are peons to him.
Whatever, dude. Bezos, if you're listening, you know you're not doing the right thing. So don't come after us. Don't send a drone strike.
Did those ever pan out? Remember when they were announcing like deliveries by like robot and drone from Amazon? Did that ever actually happen? Remember those commercials that were out?
When I was living in Austin, I think they were, I guess, testing that out. Like they had the robot.
Yeah.
But I think people were basically like robbing the robots.
Dude, even the thing that I thought was weird, do you remember at Christmas time they had commercials out and stuff for Amazon that they would, if you had like the Alexa, whatever, I don't know, that they could just open your garage and leave your packages in there. And I was like, that's kind of fucking weird.
And they left the Corona packages?
Shut up. No, that I think that's weird though.
I don't think people caught on to that.
Caught on to what?
People started signing up for that garage.
No, I don't think they did. But like the fact that they offered that, like that's a bit much, man. I mean, I guess if you're concerned about your packages, but like, I don't know.
At that point, if you're sitting there in like an apartment complex and you're worried about your packages,
well, they wouldn't have a garage.
Exactly. You don't have a garage to drop off to.
Yeah, that's my point. Like,
who is that service for?
Exactly. If you're that concerned about your packages and like you live in a house, have them leave them, you know, like give an option to send a note to leave them like by a back door or like something like that instead of like having access to your garage. Like that's weird.
I just make it a point to wait for the package and grab it.
Yeah, you're good at that. I never know when anything's coming because I like to be surprised.
My favorite thing is, I don't know if it happened here, but like people were like following UPS trucks or Amazon trucks, and then basically everybody that was getting a package, there was a car behind it, like just like picking people's packages up.
Where?
I think it was in Austin, but I think that's like an actual thing that happens.
Well, I mean, if they get stolen, you call Amazon and you say, I never got it. And then they refund you and like instantly. That's happened.
What do you think Black Friday is going to look like this year?
I don't want to say. Nope. That was a baited question. I'll tell you later. Where did that fucking inquiry come from? I literally just took my shirt off, look, because I got stressed by that question. That's no, what I do like, when I get nervous. I start to strip.
But like, no, seriously, like with COVID, do you think they're even gonna do it?
God damn it! I don't think that Black Friday can exist any longer. Because of the name?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember, but last year or last Christmas, whatever you want to call it, like I personally took to the Serpents page and like protested Black Friday because why? I just really didn't like, also working like many years in retail, I really despised what it has done to our society and people's, I guess, insanity for trinkets.
Personally, I think it is just like a glorified, like, I don't know what you would call that, some sort of event, like that people like latch onto and think it's like so great and they like look forward to it. Like, I think it's like nice for some people that like look forward to that because there are actually people that are like, oh my God, it's Black Friday. Yeah. Like, me. It's like a bonding thing. See, I don't get it because my family never like did that. Like, I don't understand. And the sales, like, literally, like, you could get those like probably like 50% of the year. Like, you don't need to go put yourself through all that suffering. So I don't understand it. And also, they have had Cyber Monday for like several years. Like, it's the same sales. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to like rush into stores and fight people for things. Like, that's ridiculous.
But that was another thing that why I was protesting Black Friday, because I'm like, well, these stores, and, you know, I'm sure anyone who's worked in retail can chime in and sound off. But these stores don't give a fuck if you trample another person to get the Black Friday only shot ass fucking version of this TV. Like, as long as you're in the store buying, they don't give a shit. So that's another reason I was like, I'm watching people get into fights with each other, you know, pulling people's hair.
They do it for media coverage.
Well, not even that. It's just, I just think it's disgusting. And these companies, didn't give a fuck about any of that, anybody's safety, anything like that. So I'm like, well, then they don't fucking deserve the business. Fuck that.
They do it for the media hype and all of that to get like people excited. But like, honestly, like, you can get the same deals online. Hey, if you could Google Best Buy promo code, you know, shit like that, like, you can get all the same year's deals probably like year round.
No, I will say from working with these big box stores that they do drop the prices just to be competitive at Black Friday. So you will get some crazy sales, but never is it worth trampling a fucking toddler. Because,
oh, wow, you went dark.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is the shit that people do. And it's,
I
mean, like,
I don't think it's worth leaving my house at 9 p.m. to go to a store.
But to go back to your point, you know, some people do look forward to it like all year, because they're like, I need a fridge, I need a washing machine, I need this.
That's not what I was saying. I think people look forward to it because it's like a bonding thing. Like, they do it, you know, like some, like, I know like one of my like aunts or whatever, like, does it like with her like kids or her niece, her like grandkids or whatever. And like, they do it every year. Like, it's sort of like tradition, like, okay, we're going to go out on Black Friday. You know, I think that's sort of like the thing. It's more of like a tradition for some people that they're, like, they just know is like, it's almost like a part of the holiday, I think, for some people. And that's the part that I think is like sad. If, like, well, you know, they were to do away with that, people might be upset.
Well, wasn't our first Christmas together? Didn't we take my little sister to Walmart just to people watch for Black Friday? Well,
Black Friday is Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That. Do you remember that?
Well, we had Thanksgiving at your grandparents, and then we went to Walmart, afterwards.
Strictly to see.
Just to see people, and it was misery.
Yeah, it pretty much was.
Like, I didn't,
Like, the chaos was done, so people were just, like, walking around looking at Amazon Echoes and Google Minis, and it's like, cool.
It's sort of like when people, like, shop, you know, like, clearance stuff, and then they think that it's such a good deal, they should buy it. So they're literally just buying stuff they don't need because it's a good deal. And that,
you mean, like, that mosquito repellent you bought?
No, I actually had researched that, and I was excited that was there. They didn't have any available on Amazon. I was really pumped about
Bezos strikes again.
No, I mean, people buy stuff because they think it's such a good deal, but they don't even need it. And that's like the downfall of consumerism. And it's like sad to me.
And that's capitalism, toots.
Well, no, that's actually not.
You need it. No, that's, I'm just not kidding. I know. I'm baiting you.
And I say that's not. And that's, I'm right. Not.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. I don't know. But anyways, fuck Black Friday. I don't know. Cyber Monday. Support your indie companies, I guess. That's another thing. It's like everybody's, you know, supporting these major companies, and then this pandemic hits, and then all of a sudden the major companies are getting bailouts and whatnot, which is fine because people have to work and people have to shop places. But not only are your small businesses, your small artists, your underground, whatever, artisans are decimated by this, but like, what are we, like, are these big box stores going to be like, hey guys, Black Friday's coming up. You better come out. It's like, no, we can't come out. We can't do it.
Yeah. No, I don't know. They just had the Nordstrom anniversary sale that happens once a year, and people were like putting shit out like, oh, here's recommendations for good options, but don't shop it if you don't feel like you can. I think that's sort of the thing now.
Yeah, but people are still going to fucking go wait in line, cough on each other.
I don't know.
Maybe have a little sex in the parking lot.
Ew.
Some tent sex for a new iPhone.
Is that what people do?
I don't know. If I tented outside on a cold November night waiting for an iPhone and someone was like, nice tent, I'd be like, all right, you want to come see it? I'd be like, yeah, what's up? I'd be like, all right, anything happens. It could happen. Who's gonna say anything? You're sleeping overnight waiting for the new Samsung curved 5D television.
Yeah,
that puts you in an alternate reality.
I would tell that person they have their priorities mixed up.
Like I said, some people really do wait for that big sale. I never waited outside, but I definitely, when I needed something, I would wait till Black Friday. Kind of like the thing I bought, the power washer for my gums. Forgot what it's called. The
water flosser?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is like the normal price. No, they marked it for like, up before. No, and then I got it
for like $50, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I saw them all the time at Best Buy when I was a headphone salesman.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I went when I was in Best Buy to get my phone screen fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Like where they had me like sit to wait was right by all the like the dental stuff. And I was like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That Best Buy sold like a lot of toothbrushes.
The best part about that.
I didn't know that. Like, is that known?
The best part about that is that people would open them up.
What?
And I would literally, because I would be in the headphone section, you know, in different stores trying to like do demos and show the salespeople how to sell them. And then I would also approach customers that wanted help and I would show them the good headphones. And then you would look to the right and you would see people being ignored over by the dental stuff. And if ignored long enough, they'll start opening the boxes to see like what's in it.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, and then, I would call like an employee over. I'm like, yo, dude, like you guys have to talk to this person. But
imagine being a Best Buy employee and having to sell toothbrushes.
They just have to know like everything. That's why I never like.
Yeah, but that has to be like the worst.
Would that be the worst buy?
I mean, like, that'd be the worst sell. Like, I could sell a fucking washing machine. Like, what else? They got microwave, but headphones, speakers. But
camera
to sell a toothbrush?
They have toys there. They have a lot of stuff there.
I don't know. That would be difficult, I think.
They get, like, training courses, and then they get bonuses, like, perfect example, a lot of employees would ask me, like, oh, when's the, like, because they would have, here's the thing, like, they would send us to the field to do trainings and to teach employees about the products, and then the employees had, like, online tests, like, product knowledge tests for everything, and let's say if I was selling Beats or whatever, like they would have a Beats like incentive, like, oh, learn more about Beats and you can get a discount on Beats headphones or whatever. And I wasn't a Beats headphone salesman. Thank you. But people would always ask me like, oh, when are you guys going to hook us up? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm right here. I'm helping you out. You guys get a good discount. And they'd be like, no, but you know, if I, like, they didn't want to learn from me. They were like, yeah, I could just get the course and then do it. I'm like, but it doesn't go through everything.
Yeah.
So usually when you have a person at Best Buy or any, I guess, retail store really pushing a product, it's most likely because they're trying to like make themselves look good in the eyes of whoever their rep is.
The eyes of the beholder.
But I was passionate about my products, but I didn't care enough to be like, you better sell 50 of my units and I'll give you a pizza party. It's like, nah, dude.
That voice.
Like, literally, I would train the people.
Did you say pizza party?
Yes. That's literally what they would like work towards. Yeah, some people. Because like, I've made a lot of friends at like these retail stores, like Best Buy. And friends, people I'm still friends with to this day. And you would have the people that didn't give me the time of day because they're like, yeah, but Sony guy gave me a pizza party, so what do you got for
me?
No
one said that to you.
I swear to God.
A grown adult said that
to you? Yep. Sony got me this keychain and a pizza party.
I'm going to go to sleep and pull the covers over my head and pray for humanity. <That's> like, what the fuck? Are you kidding?
That's honestly like the shit I had to deal with and why I was so stressed out coming home from work. Because I like, here I am trying to like do good work and like be passionate about like products. And then people would be like, yeah, that's cool. Great presentation. So do you have any keychains or stickers or anything? I'm like, we don't really get that. Like, okay, thanks. And like, that's it. And then they would like be right in front of me, like spitefully selling like Beats or something. And then when I'd be like, dude, what the fuck? They'd be like, well, you should have gave me something. Like, what? And then I would come home and I would just kick the dogs and I'd drink myself to death. No, I'm just kidding.
You never did any of that, but I can. I didn't know. I don't know.
That's a hard gig.
Greed.
The sales biz.
People are animals.
But for those of you that watched Umbrella Academy, when I made a sale, I came home just like that. That dad that what made dad? The big sale.
I don't remember that.
The husband.
Which one?
The one with the. The magic kid.
You mean the asshole?
Yeah.
Oh.
But when he made his big sale, he's like putting the music on. Oh, we're eating good tonight.
It's not fun if you're an asshole the other 90% of the time. That dad sucked.
And that's why she cheated on him.
With a woman.
But. Brr. I don't know. Things have been things and. A lot of things are happening in the world and everything is changing at a rapid pace. So we really can't really talk on much that's happening at the moment, aside from what's happening in the house, because I feel like every day something's different.
In terms of the outside world?
Well, a lot of podcasters and just media people in general, they speak on something that's happening at the moment, and then like the next day,
yeah,
it's completely they're proven wrong.
I mean, we're in a very weird time with all of the things that have built up to the upcoming election, not to mention world politics globally. There's a lot going on.
I think was it you? Or maybe it was just a podcast I was listening to, but they were saying that like, it was Barr, Attorney General Barr.
AG Barr.
He was saying that like, at this moment, like some people's existence is politics and it's not healthy.
It's not healthy.
So being like stuck, well, not stuck in the house, but we're choosing to just be safe and be smart. Well, and it's like everything around us is like politics, politics, politics. Mm-hmm. And even like every podcast I listen to, like it turns into, here's my opinion on whatever. And it's like, if you take away that, like there's really not much happening. Mm-hmm.
I think that that's the point. I think some of this is by design. I won't tell who I think is part of that, and I don't think it's one group of people together, but it's a very weird time. I don't think that things have been like this for a very long time, and the political climate is hostile.
And, the political climate, the social climate, everything is
crazy. Yeah, both. So,
if you're asking yourself, why did we talk about farts, Best Buy, and other things?
It's because you won't let me talk about fucking politics.
I know. It's not I won't let you, it's just, no. I mean, every day we're proven either right or we're proven wrong.
I was talking about this with somebody recently, like, it's like, these things, politics-wise, and about the virus and things, like, the information, everything changes literally daily. And people's positions, and it's really hard to digest it all. And I think that a lot of people are confused. And if you are confused, know that everybody's there with you, and find solace in things like fucking music and walks and fucking comedy, and enjoy yourself, because that is not everything, and the world is not
all
going
politics.
To collapse. Yeah. We're gonna be okay.
Yeah, that's.
We're going to be okay. I guess, much fear and unknown, and it's going to be all right.
I guess that's also why I unplug for a long part of my day when I go for these walks. Like, I don't, this is why I was going, this is a point I was going to make when we were talking about Planet Fitness, and we got derailed by butts.
And plexiglass.
Butts and plexiglass and how they don't mix. But basically, like, when I go to the gym, I'm usually engulfed in, like, music, or I'll watch, like, a show or, like, YouTube clips or whatever. And, you know, that kind of perpetuates the exercise, because I'm focused in on the music, mm-hmm. or I'm focused in on the video, and I really don't pay attention to anyone or anything around me. Like, when I'm working out, like, I really tunnel vision.
But that contradicts your point earlier.
No, but when I get off the treadmill and stuff, I walk around, and that's when I'm the booty watcher. But when I go for these walks, like, I take in a lot of these famous writers, famous musicians, whatever you want to call whoever these great thinkers are. And a lot of them start their days with walking, and obviously the writers and musicians of the old really didn't have cell phones or, you know, headphones or anything like that.
Jealous.
So that's what I've been doing. And I've been walking around and kind of, like, listening to, you know, the wind if I can. Obviously, there's people everywhere. But when, like, today I was in a park, and when I got away from the construction jackhammers, I could hear my feet. I could hear my breathing. I could hear the wind. I could hear the crazy man, like, 2 miles away from me screaming, like, fuck God. It was like, I literally, like, today on my walk, I didn't even tell you. I told, like, a mother with her two children, because I was coming from a path and she was heading towards the path. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, watch out for that guy. And she's like, where? And I'm like, right down there. And it was, like, down the hill, some guy was having, like, a fucking breakdown in, like, an empty parking lot. And I was just like, don't head there. And it was like, that was my good deed for the day, you know. Like, I felt like I could have potentially saved that mother from something horrible, or her fucking kids from seeing something horrible. But it's like, there were other people that passed the situation that didn't warn her of what was happening.
That's what is sad.
Exactly. And
that's what the,
to be honest with you, if I had headphones on, I probably wouldn't have noticed what was happening. And it's,
I've been a big proponent for years of walking with no headphones and all that. I agree with
you. I honestly don't think of anything.
It's great, isn't it?
Like,
I've been telling you for years, just fucking stare at the wall.
But I'm always, like, trying to think about, like, even today, I was like, what do we talk about the podcast? What do I do for the vlog? What am I, let me think of the song idea I have.
But if you don't give your brain time to rest, you won't be ready for any of those things.
But I found myself just like literally like, this is strange for me. It's just like not thinking about anything.
I'm happy that you're doing that. I like that. Cause it's literally things that, like, that's something that people, humankind need. And we don't realize it because we're constantly bombarded with all this tech and all this. Well, you could do this instantly and you can watch this. And, oh, well, you should listen to a podcast while you run or while you work out or watch a show because that's better use of your time. No, your brain needs to rest. When your brain rests, you can create, you can think, you can make plans, you can think about nothing, and then your brain is ready to go. You can fortify yourself for like the next day or the next hour even. Like, it's good for you.
Well, not even that.
It's bad that there's shame in not thinking. I think that's sad.
I think the biggest, like, your point is correct, but I think
I'm probably the biggest, not articulating it well.
No. I like that's a good point, but I think the biggest thing people are missing is to be comfortable with the company of yourself.
True.
And as an occultist, as a musician, whatever, as a loner for many years, like, my best friend was myself for a long time, and a lot of people that I knew were like, how could you just sit in your apartment and music and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like,
that's probably why we get along, because we both were like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Regardless, it's nice for people to let their brains rest.
And it's nice for people
constantly consuming.
And it's
let
also
yourself be.
It's also nice for people to know themselves.
Yes.
Temet no se. Know thyself.
Literally, like, that constant distraction, you don't even understand yourself, and you're just going through the motions of every day, and everything seems like a scramble then, because you don't fucking have you're not collected when you're so scrambled.
Well, not even that. It's, how do you know your own thoughts when you're taking in other people's thoughts constantly?
This is why I told you need to stop listening to so many podcasts all day, every day. You're gonna be mad that I said that, but
no,
literally, like, from the time we used to wake up, from the time we went to sleep, if you had a free silent moment in our house, whether you were fucking around with, like, you know, house stuff or whatever, you would have a podcast on. And like, it got to the point where I was like, how can you think? Like, I couldn't understand it, because I literally can't do that. It's too much.
Because I feel like I'm doing what I need to do, but I'm like talking to people. Like, it feels like you're part of the conversation. That's why these podcasts are like super lax. Like, I just feel like people want that element these days. And in those days where I was a loner and whatever, like when I was sitting in my apartment with nobody to talk to, no place to go, and I didn't want to create music or like do something or just sit at a wall, I was like, I'll put on a podcast and I'll do stuff. So when I'm doing like stupid shit, like dishes and cleaning around and doing yard work, yeah, I usually have music or podcast playing 24/7.
But no, I think music is good, but podcasts require thought.
I just feel like I'm talking, like, it just feels like tour. Like, you're just in a van with everybody talking.
But before podcasts, when you had like silent alone time,
music.
Would you say that you were more creative?
No, I would listen to music.
Do you think you wrote more then? Just out of curiosity, I don't know the answer to this, but I literally feel like this constant like background chitter chatter like literally like ruins like people's like ability to like have the mental capacity to then like create and whatever. I don't know.
It can. If you get, like, that's what I'm saying, like,
yeah,
you have to know, like, this is where I think you should clarify.
I'm not articulating.
That, like, you know that I've spent the hours, I've spent the time in knowing myself and appreciating my own company.
Right.
So it's not that it's not like I'm listening to podcasts and music to like fill that void. It's because I literally choose to feel like I'm hanging out with like new smart people or even just like funny people. And it's like, cool.
I just think it can cloud your mindset.
Yes.
If it's all the time, you know,
if you're allowing it to, if you're taking in the information as like, this is what I should think, then that's different.
Well, not even that. It's just, it's like hard Twitter. For your brain to process all of that coming in all day, every day. Like it's
same
it's
thing with Twitter.
Yeah, it's pervasive, honestly.
Like you can read something on Twitter, like perfect example. If I was flexible in the mind, I would say, I would look at all these people talking about Taylor Swift being a fucking god, and I'd be like, yeah, but
please don't.
I have my own brain and I'm like, wait a second. And honestly, I'll give it a shot. I'm like, let's see. Is there truth to this statement? Am I wrong? And I'll research it myself, which a lot of people probably don't do. And I'll be like, huh? No, I don't think so. And if I were to do that and say that publicly, then it's a different story. But you know, that's the thing that, you're talking about is you think or you don't think that I'll read a tweet and be like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think you'll do that. But in not accepting that, your brain is forced to work through it like problem solving. You know, you're using your fucking context clues and all the shit your brain's designed to do. But in doing that, you're literally thinking about like a fucking issue that doesn't matter at all, that has no bearing on your life whatsoever. And you're literally like, you could be doing so many wonderful things.
And I do.
And you do. But it's sad that a lot of people get lost in that, you know? You lose what you're actually capable of.
Yeah. So take more walks without any music or anything. No distractions.
I think music is great, but I think that
even take a ride, even take a drive with no music.
I fully support music. I don't know. This is you. I don't know why you're supporting no music now. I don't support listening to like podcast talk radio stuff because it makes your brain work too hard. But music is lovely. Music can inspire your own free thought.
Unless you're a musician. And then you're thinking of
Oh, that's why you're coming. That makes sense.
Yes.
Now I get it. See, I wasn't thinking of it from a musician.
Like when I listen to music, I listen to the composition, I listen to the production. I'm like,
That's
this snare sample sounds familiar. I bet you it's from this library. And I'm like, there's a lot of compression on this vocal or blah, 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 blah.
That's why I can't listen to classical music.
Exactly.
I've always given, like, people will play that or like my father will, and I'm always like, I cannot relax while this is playing because I fucking can play it in my head and I can hear the notes and I can analyze the parts and it makes me miserable. So that makes sense. Now I get that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes take a walk with no distractions. And yes, that includes music, or even take a drive, like just listen to the fucking wind and your surroundings. Maybe someone's about to fucking run into your car. You don't know.
I've
once had a child fucking ride his bike straight into my fucking door.
A child?
A child.
You love when people hit cars with their bodies.
This is true. But I think that about wraps this one up. What do you say?
Right on.
Right on. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. If you've listened this far, I appreciate you. Appreciate you for staying in with us at the Manor today. If you haven't already, please give us a follow or a subscribe. Every bit helps. I know I say this in every episode, but I don't have any sponsors, so we usually say this show is sponsored by Serpents and myself.
Should swallow and subscribe.
Yes. Follow. Swallow and
subscribe.
Like, share, subscribe. No. But yeah, we don't have any sponsors. So if you guys can give Serpents some love on YouTube. We have our YouTube channel. I've been doing weekly vlogs there. We could use the support. And if you haven't already, give us a follow on Spotify at Serpents US. Again, we could always use the support. Throw us on your favorite playlists, and that would be great. If not, that's okay. But hopefully next week we can get the guest situation sorted out. We're having some Wi-Fi issues here, so that should be interesting to see what happens next week. But thank you guys for stopping by, and hope to see you next time.